I'd like to call this meeting to order. Requirements of the Open Public Meeting Law, PL 1975, Chapter 231, have been satisfied and that adequate notice of this meeting has been published in the Star Gazette and posted on the bulletin board at Borough Hall stating the time, place, and purpose of the meeting as required by law. May I have a roll call, please?
Higgins?
Screwed me up on
that.
Joel?
Yes.
Here.
Boyle?
Here.
McDonald?
Here.
Torres?
Here.
Okay, would you all please rise and join me in saluting our flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First up, we have our minutes of June 6th, both regular and executive.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion?
Yeah,
I got a correction.
I got a correction.
What do you got, Rob?
Just have a correction. This is the one from June 6th. Let me get the right page here. One second. It was towards the end. Okay, it's on page 14.
Okay.
Under council remarks.
Prepared?
Yeah, it says Councilman Higgins motioned to put a referendum November ballot to ask residents to vote on open space tax. Councilman Torres seconded. I don't know who was the second, but I was not the second. So just correct that. So.
Okay. I think Janine was.
I think so, too. Mm-hmm. I'm not 100% sure, though. All
right. Also on that page, above that, where Mr. Higgins is talking about the pool, one, two, three, four, fifth line down, it would be prepared. I think he means the leaks would be repaired by the pool's opening day.
Well, they can be prepared.
Yeah, either way.
And Mr. Jewell, you have something?
Yeah.
Sorry for jumping in front
of you. That's okay. One page back, page 13, on the I's and N's, it says Jewell EMSO. I guess it's just typo, the parentheses, with O right next to the parentheses.
Oh, didn't hit the shift on the...
Yep, yeah.
And then I would just ask that you just note that I wasn't here for that meeting, please.
Okay, anything else on either of those? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions?
I'll abstain.
Next up, we have the 2011 municipal audit. Mr. Ferry, you're on.
Thank you, Mayor. Okay, first what I'll do is I'll just give you a quick summary of our the results of operations, basically how we did. For current fund, and I'll basically talk about the bottom line here. Current fund, the operating statement, which is like a income statement, we took in $19,128,000. But of that money, that's money that we collect for the schools and the county, okay? On the expense side, besides our expenditures to balance our budget, we paid the county $3.3 million, the local school $4,187,000, regional school $4,247,000, and the special district is $200,000. So in essence, what we had is an excess of revenues over expenditures in the tune of $345,000. So I like to think of it as we put that into our savings account, $349,000. To balance the budget, though, or to pay for our operations, we had to take out of our savings account $306,000. That $306,000 basically represents the fund balance anticipated. So when you put more into your savings account and take out less to balance your budget, fund balance goes up. So our fund balance went from $637,000 to $680,000. So it's a good trend. Back in the days when we had $35,000. So we're working on it. You're cutting the budget. We're looking at expenditures. We got a good general accounting system. We're doing good. As for revenues versus actual, there was only a couple items that we budgeted that actually came in a little less. Fees and permits came in $2,900 less than we budgeted. I've seen that a lot. municipal court came in almost $26,000 less. I've seen a lot of that. Interest on investments came in $3,600 less. I've seen a lot of that. There's some banks that won't even deal with municipalities, let alone give us interest on our checking accounts. Besides that, everything else came in pretty good. On the sewer utility, again, looking at the income statement, we took in $2,541,000, of which $2,254,000 from rents. On the expenditure side, to balance our budget, it was $2,201,000. That's a $339,000 increase expenditure revenues over expenditures. We didn't budget anything, so that went right into our surplus. So our surplus went from $438,000 to $778,000. Now that's the game plan, and that actually was because we increased our rent that year. But this is the game plan to pay off what we had in those deferred charges unfunded, which is going to help us pay off the interfunds. So it's like domino effect. Once we start paying off in the sewer utility, we have $887,000 in bonds and notes authorized but unissued. That goes back to those receivables and those grants that we never got the monies from. We had to cancel them out, and what happened is we actually have debt that we expended, but we didn't pay it off with bonds or notes. So what you're left with is monies that we have to raise through the budget. So $877,000 is the number as of 2011. What we budgeted in this year, 2012, to pay off that $877,000 was $300,000. And that's the game plan. Keep our fund balance healthy and start paying off this $877,000. Once we get the $877,000, start paying it off, our cash is going to increase. Once our cash starts increasing in the sewer utility, in sewer capital, then we can start reimbursing the other funds, and then the other funds can start paying back the other funds, and it's a whole trickle-down effect until all our interfunds are paid off.
Can I interrupt
you? Yeah.
So then what happens to that surplus money?
Well, we're going to be raising it. We're going to be raising more and more in fund balance. What do we balance? I have a budget.
We want to eliminate the TANs, eliminate the debt.
Almost 400,000 in fund balance.
So of the 700,000, we used 400, and then the 300,000 to pay off the authorized by that issue. It's sort of like a balancing
thing. Okay, I understand all of that, but what I'm talking about is once all that's paid off.
Once it's paid off, then you can do more projects if you so need them, because as of right now,
we can fix our roads.
As of right now, we really haven't done any capital whatsoever. So you may need to look at your infrastructure.
I also don't anticipate fund balance to grow as much as last year, this year, or maybe for the next several years, and then it will stop growing that fast. The biggest sticky item that increases our fund balance is the debt lapse, because we're still budgeting based on the amortization schedule that New York Infrastructure provided us. Now, they have went and refunded, so we don't know what the debt is until we get the bill.
I understand.
So a lot of times we drop almost $100,000 back in the fund balance because of that. Once we pay off that debt, that savings toward our fund balance is done.
Okay, I understand all of that. But we have $36,000 in there, right? Because we took $300,000. That left us with $36,000 or something.
In the current fund or your sewer operator?
In the sewer fund balance. Remember we took it two years ago so we could meet our operating expenses?
Oh, we used it to balance the current fund budget?
Yes. You remember that?
No.
I'm sorry. Okay. Anyway, that's why we had the $5 a month rate increase. to make up the $300,000.
$200,000.
When I first came on, David, you remember, we had, when I, the budget that I was left with, and this was before Rich even came into the front door, I had a budget that I needed to balance.
I understand all
and
that.
I had to use some reserves, and that's a one-time shot, so I think that's, that was another $300,000.
Actually, this was the second year you were here.
Okay.
And it was for the sewer.
Okay.
The sewer operating. That, because we were like, man, how did that happen? And then you said, you actually took the $300,000, and so we didn't have to have a rate increase immediately. But then we went the following year, and we did a $5.
Right. Because
but my question to that is this. If we were pretty much at zero, and in 2 years,
and
our fund balance.
Nah, you weren't. Well, I don't know. No, your current fund balance was
no.
Low.
I'm talking about our fund balance for the sewer.
It was only like $30,000 too.
Right. My point is this: we did a $5 a month rate increase because we had to make up that $300,000. Remember?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Just for that reason, though.
Okay. Now
you're right.
Not only did we make up that $300,000, we put $300,000 on top of it. The first year, if we had a $300,000 surplus. And this year we had a $400,000 surplus to add on top of that. Can you explain how that happened?
The operations? Well, okay, let me just give you a quick. 2007, it was $21,000. 2008, it was $21,000. And actually, those 2 years, you actually had a deficit in operations. Meaning
because we took the money from...
No, just because your revenues weren't covering your expenditures.
Okay. And that's why we raised the rate. That's the main reason, not just the debt.
Yeah. In 2000...
No, I'm not talking about the debt. I'm talking about the fund balance.
Why so much as opposed to what it was?
If we were $21,000 in the hole and $5, a $5 rate increase over a three-year period costs us to have a fund balance of $700,000, how did that happen?
Revenues for that year were $2.5 million. Expenditures were $2.1 million. And that's where you went from $36,000 to $438,000. That was the year that it went from $36,000 to $438,000.
Right.
And that's the year that the rate increase was.
So we need to increase it that much.
But that was, again, to cover... The first year I came in, I used the old New Jersey method of smoke and mirrors, where I used leftover reserves in the amount of $300,000, which was a one-shot deal to balance that year's budget. So the following year, you were in a deficit situation of $300,000, which you had to raise. So maybe did we overestimate? Maybe, maybe not. I mean, it depends on your infrastructure, too. And we knew that we had a problem with this after all the smoke cleared. We all had all the big fires out. We saw that we had a problem with all these receivables we knew we weren't going to collect. So was it a good idea, first of all, to raise the $300,000? Absolutely. We had to cover that. The second thing was to start paying off all this debt that has to be raised through the budget so that we can start getting these interfunds paid off. And hopefully it's a trickle-down effect so that current fund is a little more healthier and we won't have to do a tax anticipation note either anymore.
Okay, so... Is the sewer operating, is that outside the cap?
It has nothing to do with cap. There is no cap limits on any utilities.
Okay, so when the debt on the sewer plant is paid off, which I believe is 2017, what happens to all that extra money? And can this council get its grubby little paws on it?
Well, if there's no new capital expenditures and the debt just drops off, yes, fund balance is going to go up. And yes, you could use it technically to bring it into your current fund budget as an item of revenue to help lower current fund taxes.
That wouldn't be a recommended.
Wouldn't that be an interfund?
No.
No.
And that still would remain as a utility, so it still would remain outside the cap.
There's no such thing as cap.
So,
in utilities.
So in other words, even though the revenue was generated through sewer and it goes into our regular budget, it's still not going to be considered that we're going over our budget.
Your debt, by the way, your debt goes away 2022. There's two issues. for the wastewater treatment trust. Now, did those, Natasha, did those extend on the refunding?
No.
So you're still going to go to year 2022 on your, on your refunding. The regular SOAR bonds go to 3/1/18. They're about, they're nothing. They're 80,000. 80,000 for 12 to 17, and then year 18, it's $78,000. But the wastewater treatment trust, they're around 40,000 a pop, and there's two of them. So it's about $80,000 a clip for those.
You can't pay them off early.
No.
Then there's other ones, too. Then we've got wastewater treatment loans. We got 2017. They're about 450,000 to 575,000 a pop. We have another one that ends in 2017. They're about 65 to 85,000, and then you have another one that's around 53, 54 thousand dollars. That's ending in 17 also.
So that's,
and I think that this is all that we refund everything.
No, we're not touching New Jersey infrastructure wastewater. It's only current that we're refunding and rolling.
Okay. So none of the sort, just current. Okay. Some of these are zero interest note also.
Okay.
Mr. Boyle?
We're sticking with the sewer. You made a comment about the money that we have generated in the balance, the fund balance, like that. Are we healthy enough to take on a project, a large capacity project?
I would say no, not until we get this whole $877,000 paid off. And that was the Natasha's grand scheme. Once we looked and we looked at the whole big picture to raise $300,000 within the next 4 years. So within the next 4 years, we're going to have enough to pay off that $877,000, make the store a little more healthier, and then start moving all the interfund money all around.
We actually paid $100,000 last year. We got $300,000 this year. So at the end of this year, we'll pay $400,000. And then we will start putting money aside for the capital project. We actually put $60,000.
Right.
And I don't remember the name of the project, but you mentioned it at the
budget meeting. The Gardner Court.
So we've got $60,000 aside for that project already in 2012 budget, and we're going to set another $60,000 in 2013.
That's a good idea.
So we're building towards that project now, and then what is your projection outlook when we could afford that?
Well, it depends on when you need this project, and it depends on avenue that you decide to go. If you said, you know, the pipes are not holding and we have to have the project because, you know, sewer is coming above the ground, then we will do it and we'll use the funds that are already in there, which hopefully by that time will be $120,000, and if I remember correctly, we talked about $300,000 project. We'll use $120,000 funded to start, and we'll issue the bond ordinance, but we'll try not to finance the bond ordinance, but pay it with our budget appropriation so we don't incur extra debt.
So we're looking at least another year.
Well, you know, you can fund projects as pay as you go.
Right.
Or you can do it where you start putting money aside today for a project in the future, so that when you go to do it, you have the cash, or as close as you can get to it, instead of the current debt. Or what you can do is do the project now and then bond yourself.
Yeah.
It depends on the you know, what you want to do, how quick it needs to be done, and whether or not we've got the engineering reports to say in 10 years from now we're going to need a new, you know, sewer replace, or, you know, something for the sewers. Or something of that nature, anything, you know. So that's the game plan to get us out of the interfund. It all starts with this sewer utility and the health of the sewer utility. And I think it's definitely going in the right direction, as you can see.
Yeah.
And statutorily, we have to pay off these interfunds, even though it's like our own money to begin with?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. State requires you to pay off the interfunds.
Thank you.
Well, it was, you know, you're borrowing.
I mean, it's only your own money to begin with. That's what's killing me. You know,
but
now
between,
we got to raise it again.
Well, you don't have to raise it. You're not raising interfunds. It's just a matter of he has your cash. He has to eventually pay you back, but he has, bottom line is, he has your cash. He owes you $100,000. Okay?
But it was all our money to begin with.
Yeah, so it's, He has to pay, though, back a loan. So he's going to have extra money to pay off his loan. Once he gets the loan, then he can pay you back, kind of a thing. It's not we have to raise the interfund money. It's we have to get out of the cash situation we're in because we expended the money, but we never bonded for it, nor did we take out bond anticipation notes for it. So our cash situation in the sewer capital is like $54,000. But if you look on the other side of the balance sheet, we have an interfund with general capital for $800,000. And that $800,000 basically represents that authorized but not issued debt that we're going to be raising through the budget to pay off that debt for those expenditures we made. So that now the cash situation year after year after year gets healthier again and that debt goes away. And it's not really even debt, it's just we spent the money and we never borrowed it.
Right.
So we got to pay ourselves back through the budget.
Well, through the budget, though, that's where you're raising it through the taxes.
But we know that, well, through the sewer rents, but the money was already expended for those projects.
Yeah.
So somebody's got to pay for those and it's got to be, you know, the people with the rent. It's a little, it's very complicated, but that's
on
the
right road. That's all that matters.
We're on the right road. That's really all I have, unless there's any more questions about the finance. No?
The corrective action plan, is that a part of the audit discussion? Is that
well, what we're going to do, we're going to go over those comments right now.
Sorry.
That's okay.
So, yes, it is part of the
Thank you
very
much, Mayor.
On top of things.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
I give you a direct answer to a direct question.
Okay, so comments. The first comment is, of course, the interfund, which we're working on. So management response is, it's the borough's policy to review and liquidate all interfunds on a periodic basis. So
what exactly does that periodic basis mean? Is that your wording? Is that the borough's wording?
Well, it's Natasha's and me. We made it up.
Natasha. No. Did that come out of a book?
We made it up.
Periodic means within a reasonable period of time. But what we're going to do, though, is what I just explained. We're raising it in the budget. We're paying them off the best we can, so.
Actually, if I can add.
Sure.
The interfunds that are created on a monthly basis are eliminated on a periodic basis. The ones that I inherited, they can be eliminated, so they're slowly being eliminated. But the ones that happens every month, just by default of paying bills and things like that, they're eliminated.
Right.
And Natasha's corrective action, I don't know what you have for your corrective action. Pretty much what you just said, right?
No,
nicer. Oh. Nice to see you order this, but that's okay. Okay. Contracts payable in the general capital fund listed in the general ledger does not agree with subsidiary ledgers. And this is something that Natasha inherited. We have some old contracts payable that are listed on the books. We can't find documentation. So basically what we're going to do is we're going to go through them, look at some of the old purchase orders that are still out there, and just basically close them. That's all there is. It's house cleaning.
That's my problem with these things. Some of these things have been on for the 3 years that I've received an audit. And what can we do to get them off in 1 year? Like, is it the fault of prior managers not following through? Do we need, like, a timeline? Who's responsible for ensuring this gets done?
The issue is I have purchasers that are legitimate purchasers. Like, one of them is a $309,000 that we have to pay. I want to say, like, is it development authority or parking or somebody, whenever that time comes due. It's sitting in the contract table, but it's not really, it's sitting on the ledger, but it's not, it's also sitting in the purchase orders, and it's just, I can't close it because it's real obligation. So in my books, I'm carrying it, Well, I'm hoping that in a year when we pay it,
you're not going to be able to close that $309,000. That's the money
right,
that
that's
we
side of the park,
aside.
I know. When, not the ones in the interfront
right.
thing. Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Right.
So when I pay it, if I ever pay it, apparently maybe not.
You know, we have to pay it.
We have to pay it.
Then that will leave my ledgers, leave my purchase orders, and it will wipe out some of the disagreements we have between the purchase orders that are open and what's reported on the ledgers. Because I have no purchase orders, but I have no place to allocate it. But I know that the purchase orders are legitimate, like the $309,000. There's a couple of other ones. but I can't put it anywhere because I don't have improvement authorizations, I don't have contracts, I have no place to park it on my ledger. So it's my ledger, when it got transferred from First Bite or whatever system we had, didn't bring in the right balance, so.
So how much total is it?
So when, yeah, how much total is it, and like, when will you?
Is it around 400,000?
What about the other purchase orders besides the three?
There's not that many, I mean, I think the total is over 400, close to 400,000, you know, the purchase orders and contracts and. So I'm hope, the 309 is by far the largest ticket item, there's a couple of 20,000, 5,000, 6, but not that much.
And some of these you can't close, I understand the parking.
Because they're a bit of a purchase order.
Yeah, and so, these, the payees weren't paid yet?
Well, they're not supposed to yet. The work hasn't been done, like, we have a purchase order to open for the garage, and we're not gonna close it because, to what I understand, we're in litigation with an insurance company. So that purchase order is gonna sit there open.
Right.
Until after the litigation.
So that's a good explanation, so that's, you know, that's good, yeah. Okay, makes sense.
Where they can still be open and everything's been paid.
No, I've gone through them, I looked at what's out there.
Oh, okay.
So we know what makes them up, it's just a matter of cleaning them up. But unfortunately, when you have a good general ledger and everything ties out, it's kinda, it's like house cleaning chores. In other words, we know they're there, there's a difference, I just gotta report it.
Okay.
That's my job. Sewer overpayments in the sewer utility fund listed in the general ledger do not agree with subsidiary ledgers. The sewer utility billing was brought into house in 2010. Consistent efforts are being made to reconcile the records brought forward. Natasha's showing 5,000, the subsidiary ledgers that Kay has about 23. One of the records is actually the Borough of Washington for $17,000. We need to find out what that is.
We're charging ourselves.
I'm actually gonna bring a resolution to you in the next couple of meetings to cancel that overpayment. And that $17,000 is your revenue to the borough. What happens is, over many, many years, well, the OLEA was billing, if somebody, let's say the bill was $52 and somebody said $52.05, the 5 cents went into that borough account, and those 5 cents over the life of the sewer build up to almost $17,000.
Wow.
You know, maybe somebody paid us $1 or things
cool.
Like that. Obviously, it's not all 5 cents, but.
Now we have a system where if someone overpays, we have a list.
Right.
Whether it be a dollar or whatever. We know what it is. Kay goes into the system and says, oh, you owe $52 this month, and then subtract the dollar because you overpaid. So now we are in charge of our own system. We know exactly which block and lot, which person it is. We can adjust the billing based upon our overpayment.
Yeah, yeah. Or we do the resolution.
It's a done deal. Or we do a resolution.
Yeah,
we pay
to send them a check for a dollar or whatever.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's easier to just do it in house and write a check.
I mean, like a credit, yeah.
Like a credit, yeah.
I like to get that accumulated $17,000. I mean, you know, we could save up for that.
All right. So that'll
I think that's just
July.
A bogus number, to be honest
yeah.
with you. There's a deferred charge to future taxation unfunded over 5 years old, and this basically goes back to what I just explained about that $877,000. There's a statute in the state of New Jersey and a state questionnaire. It asks me, are there ordinances unfunded over 5 years? I have to answer yes. And if I answer yes to that state questionnaire, it sure as heck better be on this audit report, or the state's going to be calling me when they look at it and say, okay, you wrote no on here or yes on this, but why wasn't it in the comments or recommendations? So it's just making you aware that there is that $877,000. It's unfunded. It's over 5 years old. We're working on it.
So is this the same thing like last year with $75,000? What's the difference between that and this is different?
This is the sewer one. You had now a different amount.
Well, actually, there is one here on capital, too.
Yes, another one. When the note expired, you had 10 years to pay your note. You didn't make appropriate budget appropriation to pay the note over 10 years. So when the note was expiring, you took the money from current funds, paid off the note in sewer, that's what created this inner fund. When I came in and I tried to borrow money so I could cover the inner fund, the note was 1987, 1997. extremely old, and IRS will not allow us to borrow the funds because it looks like we're reimbursing ourselves for expenditures versus borrowing for the future project.
97.
I remember it's 7-something. So that's why the inner funds were created, because the money were expended, but the funding was never provided for the capital project. So as soon as the inner funds are done, this comment will be done.
You have more, you have...
So this, we can expect to see this one for a few more years.
A few more.
In general capital, we have authorized bond issued in general capital for $70,000.
That's done.
2002, there was an ordinance for 2002 was $1,000. There's another one for $69,000. That got raised in 2012's budget.
Right.
So we're just left with this $1,095.
So those ones will be gone, yes.
It's just the water, the sewer capital that's going to be the big one. Excuse me. There are tax overpayments on the balance sheet that need to be reviewed for possible cancellation. This is tax overpayments. So I've got a list from Kay, and we need to review them because there's a lot of old stuff out there. So, and I think one of them has to do with some possible litigation. But I think Kay needs to go and review them and see which ones are legitimate and which ones are possible litigation, and just clean up that. And that's another just little house cleaning chore.
But this is on there every year too, so can we get this one off of there this year?
She's gonna, it's just up to Kay whether or not she can work on it or not.
She has started.
Yes.
Yeah. We pulled out the old audits and we're going through them now.
Okay.
This one's good. In one instance, a borough employee received a W-2 and a 1099 form.
No.
IRS, I was at an IRS seminar, and they basically said, listen, if you're an employee, you're an employee. If you're a contractor, you're a contractor. They used to be the old seven, take care of the seven question tests, but now it's more of a smell test. This employee actually got a W-2 for uniform allowance, but then also got a 1099 for something else. I don't even think it belonged on the W-2. I think it was a mistake, because clothing allowance doesn't even belong on a W-2. Salaries belong on there. So it was just one employee, but again, I'm working for the IRS at this point now, so I had to put that comment in. The municipal court, there were 140 tickets assigned but not issued over 181 days. Now I work for the administrator of courts.
What does that mean exactly, assigned?
The administrator of courts has a report that gets printed out and given to the auditors. One of the things it says, look for tickets assigned to a police officer, 50 at a time, that were not issued. So in the computer system, I'm going to give Robert 50, from 0 to 50 tickets. And I put that in the system, so it says, you know, Patrolman Torres has 50 tickets. Now, if you haven't issued those within 181 days, it's going to show up, 50 tickets. So this is the administrator of courts. This is a comment I have to put in the order report. My hands are tied on that one.
So there's your quota. You have to ask, you issue 50 tickets every 6 months.
Thank you.
Exactly.
Thank you, Chief McDonald.
No, but now, are we supposed to see this every year, or is this has been on there every year? How can we fix it this year?
Complain to Mansfield. Mansfield had the same comment, by the way.
Because
I have to see Mansfield.
Yeah, can I work with
can the manager work with Mansfield to get this off of our audit?
Yeah.
Do I have to go back to our old officer, our old police officers and ask them where their tickets are?
Well, really, all it is the, it's not the fact that they're not issuing the tickets. What they should do, I mean, there is a problem possibly, but that's the police chief.
Okay.
But what really needs to just happen is the court administrator needs to just bring those tickets in, unassign them, and then reissue them. And that's, again, this is a control that the administrator of courts put in place when they got this computer system.
Or they could void the tickets if they're old.
They can void them, but it's just a matter of just bringing them in, unissuing them, and then reissuing them.
I know. So it sounds so simple, but it hasn't been done in 3 years for us.
No.
So that's why I'm wondering, what can we do to get this up?
You have to talk to Mansfield.
So should
put some pressure on
them. Do we have to, make a motion to direct the manager to do this, or?
Yeah, the manager.
I think that's on her list.
or the mayor can talk to the mayor. Yeah, but again, like I said, when we ordered it to court, their court, they have the same comment. So I don't know if they're overburdened. I don't know if there's enough people. I don't know. But the recreation department charged fees for family recreation rates for sports that were not included in the adopted fee ordinance. Actually, what we did is before Rich, we found this, we talked to Rich. He knew it was a problem, so he said that we were going to either include it or not have a family rate. So you just missed one when they were putting together the fee ordinance.
So next year, we'll just... Yeah.
Well, so it was already fixed for this year.
It was already fixed?
Yeah.
I think they got away with family rate and
that's all I have.
That's good. I do have, if I can.
Please.
In January, I think it's January, the new health benefits payments kick in. How's that going to affect the budget?
Right now, nobody except Christine is paying because we still have
the contract.
So when the contract expires, then the health insurance system, the payment kick in, and it's going to kick in at either 0.25% of whatever the scale is for each employee, or 1.5, whichever is higher.
Right.
But it's going to be 1.5 and 0.5 are almost the same. It's 50% difference, and they're going to stay. Going to be a year on the 0.25%. Now, this will be a small contribution from the agency account back to the budget, so it should decrease health insurance by that amount. Now, if the state increases the health insurance rate, it might cancel itself out, the health insurance might still go up, but there is going to be a small contribution that's going back in the budget.
And that's going to be an additional line item for you next year.
No, because the state instructed us to put it in the contract to the expenditure account.
Then we'll be able to know how much we're taking in on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Do you, not that you have a magic ball or anything, but like, can you foresee that everything's good so far this year before you write this thing for this year? Like,
comments or recommendation-wise?
Yeah.
In other words, which ones are going to probably be in next year?
Well, no, like, can you prevent us from having anyone on here?
You took care of the, most of these you took care of already, I'm assuming, right? Well, the contracts payable, we talked about those. The interfunds we're working on.
Well, for example, last year we didn't have that 1099, so do you know of anything that we're doing wrong right now that might be on next year's?
No, because we haven't been in yet.
Okay.
But the 1099 thing
is
really...
Do you do that when you come in? Do you find red flags and...
Oh, yeah. When I come in, we do some preliminary... After we order the school boards, we have October, November, December, and we start bringing out the crews to do preliminary auditing. So we'll start testing. We'll start doing analytical reviews, looking at numbers. We'll start looking at vouchers. We'll start looking at payroll. We'll read the minutes. And if we find something, we'll be writing Christine, office saying... We found this, or if Natasha's here, we'll go to Natasha.
Okay.
So, yeah, I like to fix things when I find them. I don't
to
wait till we get here fix things. So if I find something in November that I know I can fix before December so it doesn't show up in an audit, absolutely.
Okay, all right. Then.
Yeah, I don't get any thrills after 30 years putting comments in audit reports. I try and help more than her.
Any other questions?
Is this going to be the last year for Pam?
you went from 2 million to 1,065,000, which is only 50%.
Actually,
I don't
want
to.
I
really.
Well,
2
to
1.5
to 1,065,000. So,
you know what?
We've paid 400,000 off this year between the general capital and the sewer. So, to tell you that next year is going to be no Pam? I don't know, but is the TAM going to be much less than 1,065,000?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. The last projection I heard was about $500,000.
Right.
For next year, give or take.
Yeah, there's still 200 in general capital still owes. Did we pay back that interest fund?
Yes, absolutely.
General capital is paid. Everybody's paid except for sewer capital owes.
Well, you know what? Your fund balance, I think, needs to go up just a little more, I'm thinking.
What do you think our fund balance should be?
That's always a good question.
I always looked at it as about 10% of our annual budget should be our minimum for fund balance. Am I in the ballpark?
I like to use 10% of your tax levy. I'm trying to look for it.
So we're pretty much
really?
There. Yeah, we're there.
No, including county.
You're talking entire tax levy.
Entire.
So that's 19 million.
Yeah, so it's 19
million.
So that's 1.9 million is a nice number.
You're crazy.
That'd be a happy fund balance.
That's not crazy.
No, but the other thing, if you want to look...
It's crazy right now, maybe. But
that's what the township has, minimum balance.
Really?
Yeah,
we had about less.
There's a reason for that.
This is about 2 years old, but they had about 2 million in their fund balance.
If you want to look at what the, standard is for commercial accounting, it's one, it's an average of 3 months expenditures. So take your budget, divide it by three, divide it by 12 and multiply it times three. I don't know what that number is.
Or 25%.
800,000, maybe. Where's the calculator?
I mean, that's the only way, we're not going to have, we're not going to be able to get out of this tan situation right now.
If you have that, you have no cash flow problems.
It's a crutch, but it was a necessary crutch. 17 million, so 1.7 million.
Oh.
Listen, even if you got to 1 million, 1.2 million, I think that would be healthy for you guys.
Thank you.
To get you out of the situation, then you could, you know, hold back. We could start doing capital, because when was the last time we did capital? When I first started, we put a kibosh on that once we saw fund balance was 35, so, you know, your infrastructure is going to start, you know,
degrading. Yeah, we can't pay those 100 yards at a time and expect to get it.
Yeah, so, you know, like I said, we put out most of the big fires when I first started. We still got some little fires. Natasha's got the general ledger. We can look at it daily. We can look at it monthly. And we just have a game plan. That's our game plan, is just to start getting that sore paid off, and then you guys...
But overall, you know, we've come a long way towards getting our...
Absolutely you have. Since I came here, huge difference.
Thank you and Natasha tremendously. Big, big difference.
Yeah, it did.
Thank you so much.
Anything that's all I got.
Mr. Perry? Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That brings us to Resolution 112-2012, certifying the annual audit that we have reviewed as a minimum, the audit and the comments and recommendations part.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion on this? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Want to join us, John, now?
Yeah.
We'll give you a minute.
Okay, so good deal.
This brings us to the bond refinance that Ms. Turchin made us available, or made us aware of at our last meeting. It's Resolution 118-2012. Did we not do that?
No.
We have to accept it. Okay. We have to accept the corrective action plan. We neglected to do that.
Right.
So moved. Second.
Okay. Any further discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Now we'll go to the bond refinance, 118-2012.
So what are we doing with this?
I'll make the motion.
Thank you.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion on this?
Can you explain it again? I'm just really on the fence. I don't know how to vote for this. I have a hard problem with another $400,000, $500,000 in interest. And extending the years, too.
Okay. Basically, what this resolution does, if you recall, Rick was still sitting there, and he said, we have an opportunity to go for a refunding bond, and it will save us 3% of the current debt.
I remember we did that.
Approximately seven. This is a portion of it. Well, that's the one we just did. Then you just authorize us to go to local finance board and apply for the right to refund. This resolution does that refunding, but in addition to that, the refunding, I saw the opportunity to save cost of issuance and also convert existing notes. If the debt is issued, expended, and now needs to be paid back, along with the refunding run that was authorized. The reason I'm asking for both of those to be rolled together is because if we don't, we have only 6 years to pay $2.7 million. And with our paying of $37,000 and the tax rate, paying almost $500,000 a year over the next 6 years to pay all the notes is too much for the residents. So by taking this note and adding it to existing debt through that refunding process, I'm extending the time I have to pay the notes because I'm converting it to permanent debt. And I'm also saving some costs because if I don't, and let's say a year from now you tell me, you know, we can't handle $500,000 in debt, we really need to go and permanently finance it, there's going to be additional bond issue costs. So by rolling them together, we're saving on the issue costs because we only have to pay one bond counselor, one financial advisor, one auditor fee versus two. So what I gave you last time, I showed you the existing debt and the bond anticipation if it has to be paid versus if we roll it all together. And if you saw it, next year your debt will be $1,167,000 versus $856,000. That's $300,000 difference in the next year. Yes, your debt is extended. Yes, you will pay more in interest over the life of the debt. However, you're not going to obligate the residents with a $300,000 increase in debt in 2013 and 2014 and, you know, many, many years to come. So if you don't, then next year your budget is increased because this year we only paid $85,000 down on the principal. Next year your budget will be increased by $300,000 and you haven't even started accounting for, is there a pension increase, is there a health insurance increase, is there a salary increase, or any other expenses that your budget can handle.
That's outside the cap, right?
The debt is outside the cap, right? So you're not limited to amount of taxes you can raise. However, you don't want to raise taxes to that extreme.
Natasha, by doing a series of bonds, don't you lock in the interest rate at a lower rate?
So yeah,
it's better. It could actually.
At a lower rate.
Yes. So it could save us quite a bit of money if the rates go up.
Well, there are advantages to it, but again, as Mrs. Gleba pointed out, and as I know as others have questioned Ms. Turchin on, it will cost us over the course of that time extra $400,000+.
I mean, we all would love to buy our own houses and pay cash for it and never pay mortgage and never pay interest. But none of us, you know, in the position to do that. We all take 30 years mortgage and we all know that we'll probably pay three times the amount of what the house worth, but we still take mortgage.
Right. Yeah, the scale is do we put a 10-cent increase on the residents next year, or do we pay the extra $400,000 over the course of the next 15 years?
So the additional 10 cents.
That's the simplification of it.
Well, no.
No, the next year. If you didn't do it, the tax rate would go up.
And that's just for this debt service.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, that doesn't include anything else, as she mentioned.
Don't ask me to explain that to anyone that asks.
Just hand them over.
You've got Christine. You're welcome. I would give you 100 calls.
So what do you do with all that money that we're taxing people? You give it back to the
tax. We're talking about the 2021?
Yeah.
Your crystal ball doesn't go that far ahead?
I'll be tired in 2007.
Well, what, just so everybody knows, what we're talking about is a $700,000 decrease in 1 year in our debt payment. The biggest jump right now is, if we had to do it, would be $300,000 next year.
No. You're right.
All right. So,
yes.
So if we do it this way, the biggest jump that we have to make up is $100,000.
Yeah, but that's in 2016.
Yeah, there's one year where it's like $1 million, right?
No, it doesn't jump a million.
Way more.
It doesn't jump a million.
It's the highest amount that it jumps is about $100,000 in a year. So it goes from like 900,000 to what, 1.24?
1.24, yeah.
Yeah, something like that. 1 million.
That's what I'm talking about, yeah.
And then after 5 years of that, it's 5 years, right?
You're dropping it after 22.
Exactly.
All right, it drops $700,000.
Right.
So, yeah, that's it. But if we didn't do this, then it would continue to rise. We'd have to pay it off in 6 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you pay the big piece of it in 6 years, and then it will drop almost 400,000.
Almost 400.
Well, it will drop by the amount of the note.
Yeah, but this is what we've always asked to have is a plan of attack to get this debt. And the CFO has given us a plan, which you have to trust her expertise and knowledge on this. And, you know, stop harping on the number. I know the number is the killer.
Right.
But, you know, for years we've always wanted a plan, and now we've got one in front of us.
Just to, you know, I guess take you back to 2009, I mean, this is what happened and why you have those inner funds is because you had a note and you were paying a small payment on it and life was good and the budget was good and you were going with it until 10 years was up and then somebody said, oh my God, we didn't plan for this note to expire.
Right.
And we need, you know, $3 million.
Because council back then trusted the CFO.
But we're not saying that that's the case right now.
No, I know we're not.
Because 2010 was a horrible year here to be on council, and that's when it really hit the fan.
So it was 9,
well,
8.
I only know about 9, but 10 was horrible.
So, but, you know, and that's why I'm bringing to you notes right now, because if you make the decision, you know, if next year you'll say, oh, let's just raise 300,000, and then you come back in 2 years and say, you know what, it's too much.
I'm going to look at it this way too, though. It also includes, like you said, that $300,000 we're saving from that refunding thing. You know, with Rich, that $300,000 that we'd be saving, right?
It's not $300,000.
How much?
You're saving 3%.
3%.
Your existing debt is only $800,000. That's all that is left on that refunding cost.
Right.
We wouldn't have been able to refund if we didn't show at least a 2% saving. So we wouldn't have been able to do this.
I'm saying though that savings, you know, that we approved,
right,
what we just talked about, that savings
right,
though, can make up for this interest that we're going to have to pay.
Well,
okay, that way. Like,
but even if the interest rates go up, say, 5 years
something
from now, like 2%, we'll be saving a huge amount of money by doing this now. I mean, that's the crystal clear picture of why we should vote yes on it.
Yeah, borrowing money is not going to get any cheaper than it is right now.
Exactly.
Exactly. That's not pertinent. That's the problem.
I'll let you find this.
Call vote.
Okay.
Yep.
Everybody's ready? No more questions? Mm-hmm. Roll call, please.
Cleveland? Yes. Valentine?
Yes.
Jewell?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Boyle?
Yep.
Higgins?
Yes.
I agree with you, Dave. That was a hard one to swallow. I'd like to see it all go,
go
away in 2016, 2017.
Yes, go out further in years. Yay.
Yeah.
But nobody.
That is funny.
Wow.
Okay.
That brings us up to the audience portion of the meeting for remarks, petition, statement, and testimony from guests.
Thank you, Natasha. Happy 4th of July.
Thank you, Natasha.
Thank you.
Have a happy 4th. Thank you.
No one from the public wishes to speak?
Make a motion to close the audience portion.
Second.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Ordinance 4, 2012. Providing for recreation capital in the amount of $12,500.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion on this? Okay. So now it's a public hearing right now, right?
I have to read it by title first.
Okay.
Do it, all in favor?
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions?
An ordinance providing funding for recreational capital purposes for the Borough of Washington and appropriating $12,500 for such purpose.
Okay, tonight is the public hearing, so I will open the public hearing on ordinance for 2012.
Make a motion to close the second hearing.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? And a motion to adopt.
So move.
Second.
Okay, any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Higgins?
Yes.
Jewell?
Yes.
Cleva?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Boyle?
Yep.
Valentine?
Yes.
Okay, that brings us to ordinance 5, 2012.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on that? And a roll call, please.
Valentine?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Cleva?
Yes.
Jewell?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Boyle?
Yep.
Higgins?
Yep.
An ordinance granting an access easement to Washington Community Solar LLC as the successful bidder for the supply of renewable energy-based electricity to the borough's wastewater treatment plant and Department of Public Works garage.
At this point, I'll open the public hearing on ordinance 5, 2012.
Make a motion to close the public hearing.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? And a motion to adopt.
So move.
Second.
Any other discussion?
Just real quickly, maybe the manager. The report from Suburban, that's not something that's on our bill, right? That's
no, that was paid for by Washington
by the solar?
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Anything else? Roll call, please.
Higgins?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes.
Boyle?
Yep.
McDonald?
Yes.
Jewell?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Cleva?
Yes.
Reports from our managers and the tax collectors.
Make a motion to receive and file report.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on any of the reports?
I have one thing. Well, first of all, for June 22nd, thanks for finally getting that whole contract grant thing straightened out and paying off some of that bill. I also had a question with regards, this is June 22nd. I never received a letter from the engineer about that whole quick check thing. You say the engineer will address the specifics of this request in a letter to everyone this week.
He has not prepared the letter yet. Received a letter from quick check. They're not looking to tie into our sewer system, but they want to lay the pipe to do so in the future, and that's what they've requested of Andrew. He will send us that letter along with his thoughts on that sometime this week. He and I discussed it Monday, but he didn't have time to write the letter.
Scott, I got a couple.
Yeah, go ahead, Rob.
On the second item, starting with Frank, how are you pronouncing
it? Mangraviti.
Thank you very much. So my question is, when is the estimated time of completion? That's all.
Frank started about 3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. With a stack of information this big, so I would say within the next several months. I'll follow up with Frank next week,
and
see how he's making out.
Okay. Also, that 7th item by the CFO regarding the grant from Comcast, it said the charges will begin to be applied to the grant in 2012, but it doesn't say when. I mean,
we'll start now. I spoke in the past, we'll start in July or August.
So we'll get some of that showing up. And then the last thing, second to last item is the Verizon Library Internet bills under review. I'm waiting for more information from the library director. Is there any update on that?
Yeah, it was in this last week.
Right.
Yeah,
she hasn't given me an update as of yet. I know that she's working through something with Verizon, and it's not only the borough, it's everyone involved in this E-rate program.
Mm-hmm.
So it may take a week or two or a month until she gets the information back to me.
Okay.
Do you have anything to offer on that?
No, we didn't discuss anything about that at the last meeting.
Even 300 seems like an awful lot for a month.
It is, but it's Wi-Fi.
I questioned all the library bills. We'll discuss that when we hit the voucher.
I questioned the voucher last meeting. It was $600 for 1 month. For the internet, Wi-Fi. So they're looking into it, but because they changed into this E-rate thing where they're supposed to get a deal, and the deal is $300 a month.
Yeah, that's the deal.
Why can't you just have like a, you have at home?
Yeah, why can't you do that? Give them the password.
Yeah, pass it around.
Right? Absolutely.
Well, even Comcast, they offer hotspots in towns, but I don't think there's one near there. There's two hotspots in this town I know of. They're on Main Street here.
There's always this network.
It's too bad we couldn't have gotten that with the Comcast franchise, like a hotspot, a library.
Well, that's what they have. That's probably what they have. They probably have Verizon DSL or something coming into the library, and that's tied to a router, which is tied to all the computers in that building. I don't know how many computers they have in that facility, but I'm sure it's all running off of Wi-Fi.
No, you're talking about Wi-Fi. What's the difference between Wi-Fi and...
See, how Wi-Fi works is you can have a line coming into your building like the library does, Verizon, where it's DSL or I don't think it's Fios yet, but...
No,
that's hooked up to a router. Right. That router sends a signal to all the computers in that room, and then you can access the internet. So you can have five computers.
Okay, so
that's
the question is...
No, you can go in with your laptop. Yeah, you can do that too.
So why can't they give you the password?
Well,
and do that
For that Wi-Fi, I don't believe there is a password.
That's the problem. People around the neighborhood could probably use it too.
Using your laptop in there, I don't believe there is a password.
No, but you're talking about your home network, where if my brother comes to visit, I give him the password, he gets on my network.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't...
With his laptop.
Exactly.
Yeah,
his
laptop.
I don't know how many licenses that requires. I don't know if the library can do that. I would have to ask the director.
And that'd be a huge savings to the library, only because they don't have a lot of money.
I mean, I know my provider, I could probably have 4 or 5 laptops, no problem, and on a Wi-Fi.
Oh, I would
router,
today,
you know,
huh?
As long as they can handle it.
No, well, that's the question. How many do they get on a daily basis?
I really don't know. I really don't know. You know, I mean, there's a whole different capacity.
Right.
So you have to find out what.
I'll talk to the director.
Yeah.
Mr. Boyle, you have a question?
I have two things for a street committee and a garbage. So I don't have reports. I just have
for committee reports.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's get these out of the way.
Right.
Anything else on the manager's reports or collector's reports?
I have one. The cost saving analysis for the police shared services. Mm-hmm. Who worked on that?
Natasha and I did.
Okay. Everybody see it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's on the
website. On the website. The police shared service agreement, the cost savings. Please refresh my memory. What was it? $59,000 was the core. What are we talking? $40,000?
It was different every year.
Right.
It
fluctuated every year. The core is savings is also on the website if people are interested in that. That was.
$30,000.
The police fluctuated between 30 and 50, maybe.
Yeah, the one, a couple of years in the 70.
Yeah, it was higher than the other years.
This year dropped.
Okay.
All right, we have the motion to approve the final reports. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Mr. Boyle, you have some committee reports you'd like to
make? Well, not necessarily reports, but the street committee will be meeting on July 13th with the Washington Township PD representative. My question to council is, what is our agenda for on-street parking? I believe that's what had come up to us since the county's not fielding those calls. So what is it that, as the body here, wants to have discussed with our ordinance as it stands now? We want to, you know, so when we go to this meeting, you know, I can ask questions of the police and they can field the answers or, you know, give us the answers. What are we looking to do?
Well, one thing was there was a reason the ordinance is written for the overnight. Well, there was two things. One having to do with the ordinance, you know, is it necessary? And our concern was, what is it that was written because mainly for like emergency reasons. So
emergency vehicles.
Yeah, and you know, given the hours and that thing. But then the next thing is, this month, we're not allowed, people aren't, residents aren't allowed to call anymore to the warrant, the dispatcher.
Right. We've actually extended that. They're working with us, right, through this whole process.
But even come October, the residents need to be aware.
They do need to be.
That's why it went to the street committee, I thought, because of this.
Right. We need to come up with a solution.
Right.
Since the last time we discussed this, someone has brought to my attention, or other people have, that it was really the street sweeper was the reason we weren't allowing people to park on the street.
I wasn't here.
That's what I was confused about.
Because
the way you are in three, you can't park from 3A to 6A.
Right.
I don't know what safety issues are there. I mean, if.
Well, we didn't either. We weren't here.
Is that a safety problem?
We dealt with this many years ago, and I remember, I believe it was the fire department and the ambulance squad was in here requesting that we don't go through that. Mr. Higgins can probably speak to that a little more.
That was on South Lincoln Avenue, when they talked about parking on one side of the street in South Lincoln.
We're going back farther.
It all has to do with snow removal.
I just say,
guaranteed snow removal. They wouldn't have to worry about cars.
Well, that's already there.
It's already there.
That has emergency access. There's signs up that emergency route.
If I could, Christine talked about this after the last meeting about, she's working, I think she talked to, you talked to Tommy Cicero about setting up a phone line. The big problem is down there at the 911 center is that they get Hackettstown, Washington.
Oh, no, I understand all that.
But what I'm saying is, I think we leave the ordinance the way it is.
No.
And hook up a phone line that the residents call that they check, that the police department would check. You know what I mean?
I don't know which direction you want to go. I mean, I'm just saying that the ordinance as it's written now about on-street parking between the hours of 3 and 6 a.m., is that really a safety issue? Do we do away with that altogether?
Right, that's what you need to get there.
Yeah. I would like to make the motion.
He wants to get rid of it.
I want to make the motion to just repeal that ordinance because I think it's out of date.
Well, no,
we're safety here. Okay, we still got to get the PD.
I just want a direction, where we're looking to do to get input from the police. If we need it, we'll get input from fire and squad as well.
The only other thing I have
to be a public hearing.
Certain streets, obviously they're going to need emergency vehicle access. You can't park on certain, near certain intersections. I mean, that's all a matter of any time. It's not a matter of between 3 and 6 a.m.,
right.
Okay? I mean, so this is the overnight parking is the really issue, and I think it should
be the other issue, too. Now, Christine, you have to park on any street in the borough, you have to have a permit to park overnight. Is that correct, or is that
correct?
You do, if you're parking for an extended period of time.
Okay, so in essence, we're defeating the purpose of allowing people to call.
That's what I mean.
And so, in a sense, you're really breaking the law.
Well,
we've
always allowed
right.
people to call in the
right.
cases of emergency,
right.
or if they have company.
Right.
That's why it's suspended. The whole ordinance
right.
is suspended on
right.
Saturday nights and holidays.
Okay.
And again, how should that be a safety thing?
Right.
It's not no fire on
right.
holidays.
Thank you. Right. Right. There could be a fire any time.
Do you get a lot of revenues from these?
The address at West, I mean, what's
that? Oh, 2,000 approximately a year.
That's not well, Christine, if you want to email to me before the meeting, so you have a list of how many people actually do buy those passes, that'd be informative too, I think. To
one understand. Of the issues that was brought up too by Mr. Wheatley was that essentially when they're calling in, that the 911 center and now to the police department, should they get the phone, are giving people permission to break the law.
Right.
Right.
So
right.
how long do we give them that permission for? You don't want people calling.
I had no idea about that.
They can take advantage of
your parking sticker.
That many were breaking the law.
Right. Right.
But the whole issue is it ties up these dispatchers.
Yeah.
Because even though they have this hot circuit or whatever thing where, I guess,
and they don't have the authority to say, yes,
it could be holding up somebody that's having a heart attack and needs an emergency vehicle,
right.
to come
well,
down.
Well, they specifically
they don't get
call a non-emergency number, though, Robert. If there's a non-emergency number,
it rolls.
An emergency number. You're supposed to call a non-emergency number or something like that.
But people,
still that ties
into the dispatcher. It's 689-711.
The less calls, the better, in my opinion.
Okay. So I guess the direction is you ask them for their recommendations, and take the phone call
I'm
idea.
I'm just going
to
let the WTPD know which direction council is going.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't forget, though, there's also revenue and parking tickets.
Well, there's something, I understand that.
Right.
So.
Not just stickers for the
right.
parking on the street.
Is it really for safety? It's really, I think,
but as a revenue generator, if we pay enough taxes, then we shouldn't have to pay parking tickets, that the township is going to share in.
That'd be an interesting conversation as we move forward.
Okay.
Second thing I have is before my term here ends, there's still one thing that's been open for a while, is about any interest that council may have with our garbage program as it stands. I still have an open door with Hampton Borough. Now, Hampton Borough was waiting until our forensic audit was complete. Now, we completed phase one. Now, if we're going to go to phase two, I don't know. It may not be completed yet. So I'm just asking direction from council if they are still interested pursuing that type of dialogue with Hampton Borough, and I'll make the contacts. It's a slow process. So by, it might not materialize before my term is up, but do we want to start that?
Didn't we have the same issue with Belvedere, that they wanted to wait until the forensic audit was over?
Belvedere's no disrespect to the town of Belvedere. I'm glad we didn't get involved with that.
Yeah, I'm not going to disagree with you on that.
Right.
But I thought that was their issue also.
No, so they wanted to have all the recycling revenue for their town. They wanted to just take it from us.
Gotcha.
But Hampton Borough, Hampton Borough had a, we had a program where they would do the garbage collection services, you know, like we're doing with the police,
right.
Contracted service right. Agreement.
But they would be the provider, we'd be the receiver.
Yeah. So, you know, if we want to go that direction, I'll start making phone calls, because I don't know who's sitting on that borough council.
But isn't it right now, with the service that we have, the new, you know, contract, it is actually a pretty good deal that we're getting now?
With Blue Diamond?
Yeah.
You know, just going back to the numbers, I brought them with me from the last time that Vic and I was doing this. There's a substantial savings doing it with another municipality. I'm not saying that Blue Diamond is overcharging.
They were definitely the lowest bidder.
You know, it was at that time, it was close to $300,000 for the life of the contract savings. The manager said the contract for this particular time ends at the end of 2013. And I believe from my memory that there's a buyout in 6 months.
There
you can get out of contract. So,
right.
You know.
So I would
do
say
you recall what the cost savings were? I'm in favor of like looking into the shared.
I'm sure everything has changed.
That's what I mean.
That was 2 years ago.
Yes.
The numbers that, you know, just is nothing official if there's anybody taking notes. There's like $175,000 or so for their garbage services, which did include, but they were extremely
strict. But I like
strict.
That, though, because it was good recyclable program.
With recycling, you know, recycling was, you know, extreme.
I would be in favor of you beginning the contact
with
the fire, see what's going on with it.
Well, now, if we do, maybe I would suggest that we could consider now, if we do this, go forward with this other recycler that, you know, came in, you know, that gave us that demonstration, to figure in some sort of revenue estimates, at least, from the recycling that, you know, because with that, we would be making, you know, recycling money.
I think he did. He said that if he left in a container here, they would charge us a certain amount of money to pick that up themselves, as opposed to what's actually driving recycling to them, then we
right.
get pure revenue then.
Yeah, well, there's money to be made
sure.
from recycling with
yeah,
the plastics. And,
exactly.
I know about plastic, but you deliver it down to that Colgate Center. I mean, that's where they go. I mean, that's pretty good money.
Yeah.
That's how they buy their garbage trucks.
Right. So, that I mean, just with the recycling money alone, you know, we might be able to even pay for our own garbage. I mean,
yeah,
you know, I don't know really what the numbers are, but I think that somebody really should maybe a council.
I think we're getting a little ahead of ourselves.
But
I think we
yeah,
should just, you know, allow Mr. Boyle to go in contact with Hampton again and
yeah,
you know, all that can come up in those discussions,
yeah.
should they still be willing.
Was
right.
it just garbage or recyclables?
Both.
It was both?
Both.
Mm-hmm. And well, vegetative waste.
And they, what about
bulk.
For the
Vegetative waste.
No, for the recyclables. Do we get any of the money, or do they split the money? Like, say they take all of our aluminum cans. Are they?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, now we don't from Blue Diamond, but I'm just wondering if you did it with Hampton.
Well, that's all part of what, you know, we would want to have negotiated.
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
I can't say for them now.
Yeah.
The grass clippings and stuff, that wasn't part of the program. What they actually do down there, if I can remember properly, they just put in regular garbage. But they got a lot of woods behind a lot of those homes, so they throw it there too. They don't have as much as we do. I'll contact the mayor down there and see if they're interested. And, you know, the forensic audit investigation comes up. You know, phase one was completed.
Yeah. Offer them a copy. Tell them it's on the website
sure.
if they want to read it.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay, we have no old business. That takes us to new business. How about if we do 107, 108, and 109 together for their assignments of labor leave? I'm sorry.
I have a question regarding the garbage pickup. I happen to have the good fortune of living on one of the alleyways where they come to a T, so I watch the garbage trucks pull up, back up, turn around. Is there some reason, since they're going down the main street anyway, the main street, I live on West Stewart, they're going down to pick up the garbage on the western side of the northern side of the street. So why are they using the alleyways to pick up the garbage behind the houses that face that on the southern side that face north?
I understand what you're asking. I don't know the answer.
I mean,
Christine,
just,
you know?
I don't know the answer either, but I...
Fuel. I mean, I watch them, you know, every
day,
twice a week. I mean, you know, I mean, it's just...
That's up to Blue Diamond, isn't it?
And all I can keep thinking is that the price of fuel, I mean, why are we going down the alleyways and then going down the main street to pick up to the other side when you could pick up on both sides by going down?
That's right.
I don't have an answer for you.
A lot here seems to be history. You know, like, why wouldn't they're talking for 3 to 6? I mean, you know, and why are we having these huge garbage trucks go down alleyways?
Yeah, I mean, we contract them to pick up the garbage. They decide the route that they're going to use.
Doesn't change our bottom dollar. Even if they didn't go down the alley, we're still paying X amount. It's not that one save money.
But I think it would give some convenience to the residents there.
Well, if you have damage because of that,
you contact the manager.
The manager. That we can take care of.
Right, that we can take care of.
But it's probably garbage driver discretion.
Yeah, where how they go.
Methodology.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
You have
the
car parked in front of the garage because the garage is falling down, and so the garbage truck has to go up, back up, go around, back. I mean, it's just...
Not efficient.
It's just a quality of life issue. You know, meanwhile, the diesel fuel is spewing out of the, you know, just a quality of life thing.
Perhaps you can give Ms. Blanchard a call tomorrow, give her your address and where that is, and she can look into it for you. And you are correct. Sometimes I forget what day it is. So maybe Thursday would be a better day for you to do that.
Yes.
And her extension is 113.
Yeah, or stop in.
And Blue Diamond has done a good job with concerns. They
really
do respond.
No, they are.
Duly noted.
Okay, that brings us again to 107, 108, and 109 for resolutions, assignments of labor liens.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on any of them? Hearing none, a roll call, please.
Jewell?
Yes.
Kleba?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Coyle?
Yes.
Okay, and we have 111, 2012.
110.
I'm sorry, 110, 2012. Small balances, yes.
Motion.
So, be second.
So this will be good. This all has to do with that thing.
Yep.
The corrective action.
$10
part of it.
One
all right.
Doesn't mean it'll eliminate all of them.
$10
one. Small piece of the puzzle.
Okay. If they happen every year, that's the problem. So every year this has to be done.
Okay. Any other discussion? Roll call, please.
Gleba?
Yes.
Jewell?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Coyle?
Yep.
Okay, and 111, 2012, redemption of a tax certificate.
So moved.
Okay, any discussion on that one? And another roll call, please.
Torres?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Boyle?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Jewell?
Yes, ma'am.
Gleba?
Yes.
Well, if we do 113, 114, and 115 together.
So moved.
More labor needs. We have a second?
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? And a roll call on those, please.
Higgins?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes.
Boyle?
Yep.
Jewell?
Yes.
Kleba?
Yes.
Okay, 116, 2012, release of escrow for P&P.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. I got a question on this.
Sure.
Why is it on these release of escrows we don't put the amount in?
Because it has to be reconciled with the bank account. They earn interest on their escrow. So we wait till the bank statement comes in, and then we give the money.
Approximately how much is that?
can we find that out?
How much is this?
Yeah.
Escrow? I don't know off the top of my head. I have to check.
Okay. So then we do record that after this is done?
We do, absolutely.
Okay.
Because the account is closed. It's in their name.
Okay. I'm just curious. All right, thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? And 117-2012, escrow for Washington Cemetery Association.
So moved.
Second. Okay, any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Vouchers.
Need the motion to pay the bills.
Second. Okay, any discussion on any of the vouchers?
Yes, yes.
Mr. Jewell.
I'll wait to Gleba. Okay, page six, number five, streetlights. Seems like an awful lot of money for 2 months, $4,500 or $4,600. I don't know if that's normal. I've never seen it that high before.
I can tell you that the lights in the parking lots are extremely expensive.
Okay.
I can double check the voucher.
Yeah, I know it's for 2 months, right? From 418
right.
to 626. Okay.
But they are very high because okay. I've questioned it myself.
Yeah, I was like, wow.
We looked at that one time to get the more energy.
Yes,
we did.
We even had
JCP&L
there at one time.
Yeah, I wish we could get part of that pilot program where they have the LED lights.
Yeah.
That would
see, that's what Vic was looking at.
That's a fortune.
So
I mean,
the
I
reason
to,
why
yeah.
he wouldn't.
Yeah, he came in and he said to contact him, but I lost his card. I have to see if I can get a hold of the guy that was here from JCP&L. But I'll tell you, the town I work in, Bridgewater and Raritan, they have LEDs, and it's just as bright.
I have his name.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they would save money. Sure.
Can we reach out to him?
I think, if you could. I think he said Rachel was part of that program, and I think he said that they're in a pilot program that's extremely hard to get into, but we can do it. Contact. So
as a replacement of the lights would cost a lot more than what we're paying.
That could be too.
Yeah,
the LED lights are pretty
right.
expensive.
Yeah,
right?
That's why we are doing
this.
All right. And
anything else, Mr. Jewell?
That's it. That's all I got,
Mr. Torres.
Yeah, I got. Well, first I have a suggestion, and then I have a few questions. The suggestion would be, do you know how we have page 17? That's a purchase order listing by vendor name. Is there any possible way that we can have that as the front page, so right away we can all see, you know, what accounts. You know, there might be, you know, I mean, just that's a little, you know, minutia, but I think it's kind of would be helpful.
Find if me if council agrees. Mm-hmm.
No,
I
would
okay. All right. And then the questions I have are basically starting on page three. I have to question. The library utilities, now all the utilities, and especially this one here, it strikes me as just a little odd, because if the municipal building is paying $167, the library's half, and yet, I mean, the square footage is half, and yet the hours, they're hardly open at the library compared to here. So to me, that doesn't quite make sense. So I mean, I don't know if that's based on an actual bill or maybe an estimated bill. So maybe that's something that just can be looked into.
Is
the
electricity you're talking now?
Gas.
No, this was gas.
Oh, gas.
Okay, right. But
I'm sure it is. 1 month is actual, 1 month is estimated.
Well, I don't know. That's because.
Do you know how the bill is set up? Is it where it is that, or do they do it so that? You know, you spread out the cost for the whole year so that... No, I don't think they're on a budget plan. You know, I do think, just like with any other utility, some months they don't come out and read it. It's an estimate.
Right, yeah.
I mean, I could understand the water at the library, that utility, because that one, I mean, okay, a lot of people come in, they might use the bathroom, and, you know, that's fine or whatever. And that seems more in line percentage-wise with the other, you know, people that we pay. But, like, look at telephone. Okay, you got that's on page 12, and the library is paying $233. The whole borough usage at 689,3600 is $771. That's almost half. And
the library also does offer fax service, so that may attribute to some of that. But they do charge for their faxes.
Okay,
just to go back to the gas, just so you know, the 84, that was for January, so that's heat, so that's why.
Yeah, that could be, okay, well, that was just a question, so, I mean, you know, but these are things that maybe, you know.
It was the January bill that we're saying now.
Yeah, they're not on the same track as we are.
Yeah, so that's why it was a little high.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, there could be good reasons, I'm just saying, that just was something that just struck out to me, so I thought I'd bring it to our attention, and also, like I said, this telephone seems to be high as well. Let's see, and I also had another question here, one second. I think there was one more thing. Just share with me. Okay. No, not on this one, okay. No, I'm good.
It looks like, did we change vendor numbers or something, where there's like different, it's not in like alphabetical letters like anymore. Did you notice? Like, you have, a lot of the codes are different now, the vendor numbers.
No, I didn't notice, but your vendor numbers?
Yeah, a lot of, the very first thing you see, like, it's different now for a lot of them. Like for Darrell Wright is W-R-I-D-A. Like, it used to be like that.
That's the code that we, well, first of all, Mr. Wright doesn't get paid all the time.
I'm just picking that,
Right.
A lot of the codes are different, so I was just asking if you changed the code.
No, we did not change any codes, we would never. Maybe some of them you just don't see that often. There's dental reimbursement on here.
I'm telling you, a lot of it's different. Well, like Henry now, it's different.
That's a dental reimbursement.
My question is page number 15. What is that Washington Borough investment that we're paying, and what trust fund is it coming from? It's an escrow, and I don't get that. Page 15, mm-hmm. The Washington Borough investment.
Group fund interest.
Development interest, we made to invest, going through. Escrow, who's escrow, and who's paying, and what trust?
I don't have the answer to that, Janine. That's an escrow account.
Yes. Is that money we paid out back to?
It has to be money that we paid to
But it's not like to this one we just passed tonight.
No,
This is an investment. Trust interest, administration fees to investment.
Washington Borough Investment is probably the name of an organization that applied for something with either the Board of Adjustment or the Planning Board, I would imagine.
I don't know. So, and yet the description is group fund municipal interest. I don't know.
Yeah, I'll look into that.
I don't know what it is.
I was actually going to ask that too.
Anything else?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins.
Page 9. All the way down at the bottom. The car we bought for $1. Talking about lights and sirens. Is that to have it removed or to have it put in?
The fire official paid for the lights and sirens from the dedicated trust fund.
Why?
Because he uses that car as well.
He has a car.
He has an SUV.
Wait a second. All right. Explain to me where the dedicated fire penalties, safety penalties, go. I know that he oversees how that money's spent, mm-hmm. but is that just additional money for that department?
Yep.
That money should...
Now, that money can be given maybe to the fire department for training?
That's a question you have to take up with the fire official. He has oversight of that money. I can certainly ask him that.
Well, listen, I do not agree with putting $2,500 into a car that we paid $1 for.
Now, I believe that...
I didn't even know that was the car. I thought it was the normal vehicle. I didn't know he had two vehicles.
Well, no, that's the thing. I think that... correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't that SUV the one that the fire marshal map official normally uses, and the car is for inspectors that may be part-time that he needs to help?
Yeah, two fire inspectors.
That's
right?
Correct.
Okay. So the other one, the car, it does not have any lights, and he wants them to have the lights on.
Yes, it does now.
Okay.
That's correct.
So that's
it does now.
Okay. Yes. Both vehicles for the fire official have lights.
Okay. So then...
Something
like that. No.
Well, I know. We had those lights in it. It was the chief's car.
For enforcement?
It did have lights in it.
Yeah. The chief's car.
Yeah, we're paying $2,500.
So, yeah.
The fire
emergency.
No, my hand is, if the dedicated penalty fund, he can spend that money.
He can spend that money anywhere he wants. That is not a fire official car.
It is a fire official car and a code enforcement car. Both of them are.
That is, well, wait.
Shared use vehicle.
He bought, he, the, Rudy, correct me if I'm wrong, you're here. That SUV, that Focus or whatever, what is it?
Escape.
Was initially purchased with the dedicated penalty funds, right?
That's correct, and paid for by the dedicated penalty account.
Okay, so I know that we have two fire people now. Mm-hmm. Are they on the road at the same time? Or they're both part-time, correct?
They're both part-time.
Okay. So my question again is, why are we putting $2,500 into a car that we paid a dollar for? Just because he can do it?
Because the fire official felt it was warranted.
See, unfortunately, the fire official has more say over the use of the funds than anyone else, I think, is the way that the statute reads. Yeah, I think that that's unfortunately
that's,
the
that's
situation.
Correct. He can spend the funds as he
right.
sees fit.
That's what I think.
And I will say that the fire official is very good at helping the borough with things that, items that we need, the defibrillator. He is going to help us purchase a new defibrillator.
But I don't understand why we have to have lights and sirens for a fire.
If you want, I can get an explanation from the fire official. He felt it was necessary.
I think it's more from a safety standpoint, Dave. I think he's got to go to a certain area and maybe park a car on the street, or he has to do work somewhere. He's visible. I mean, that's the only thing I can think of.
He's an inspector, not an investigator, right?
He's a fire official.
Fire official.
Will that car have to be decal?
To my knowledge, he's not decounting that car now.
I have a problem with spending $2,500 for it.
I can understand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, we don't have a say in the matter.
We don't have a say in the
matter. And there's not a radio in it.
There is a radio in the car.
Is it hidden? Because I looked in the car before I come up.
Did you? Because I drive the car, and it's right there.
Where?
Isn't it right in the
on
console
the
area?
Are you talking about like a radio for listening to music?
No, I'm talking about a radio. Radio.
Two way.
Oh.
Go out there and check
yeah.
it out.
One that can.
Yeah, emergency. There's no radio in the bracket's there.
Maybe they take it out.
I think he has a portable too, yeah.
Yeah, he may take
too.
It out.
I don't know.
I've driven the car and the radio's
yeah.
there.
Somebody might steal it, so mm-hmm. it's a security thing.
You might have to get in contact with him. Do you have his numbers? Give him some.
If you want to hold the bill, you can. I'll speak to the fire.
Oh, there's one other
thing.
I'm
holding the bill.
Anyway. That doesn't have anything to do with the fire department. He's an employee. Listen, again, on page number 9.
That was
Snyder.
Yeah.
Is that his last bill?
That is his
yes,
last
it
bill.
Is.
Okay. Did I make the motion to pay the bills?
Yes, you did.
I rescind that motion.
I'd like to make a motion to pay the bills, subtracting this.
Did somebody, somebody second
oh.
that
yeah,
original one?
Yeah, Councilman Jewell did.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. What was your motion, Mr. Torres?
I'd like to make the motion to pay the bills minus the voucher for Schneider.
I'll second that.
Until we get to the bottom.
Is there discussion on that, Mayor?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Well,
you
because
know why.
Cause I think there should be further discussion, you know, on this Snyder issue to see where we want to go and whether or not there's still questions as to the completion of his part of the contract. So I really think that we should wait because it is his last payment. If it wasn't his last payment, you know, let him get paid, but, you know, I think it's that's why. Anyway.
So what do we want to do to get those things resolved?
Part of that is executive session discussion tonight?
Absolutely. It's on the agenda if council wishes to discuss it.
So we could discuss an executive then. But.
And then come out and authorize payment for it should it be determined that we should pay it.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Sure.
Okay, we have the motion and the second. Any other discussion? Roll call, please.
Torres?
Yes.
Jewell?
Yes, with the exception of EMS and fire.
Gleba?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes.
Higgins?
It's with the exception of Schneider.
Oh, yeah, I know.
You're caught up on something else, okay.
I abstained from making that to the fire department. But $2,500, no.
And Boyle.
Yep. Okay, that brings us to our recap. What do you have on your list, Ms. Blanchard?
I will follow up with Mansfield Township regarding eliminating those tickets that are outstanding for 181 days. I will put the summary page on top of the voucher list. I'll set up the meeting with the Streets Committee for July 13th at 4:30. I will get Justin Jewell the information. What did you want, Justin? The
the number of parking tickets.
Oh, the parking
information.
Right,
information.
For the parking. Mm-hmm. And that's what I have.
Okay, that's it. That'll bring us to council remarks. Mrs. Gleba.
Nope.
Mr.
Torres. God bless America and God bless Washington. Happy
4th
of July.
Ditto on that. Happy 4th of July. That's it for me.
Yes, that's valid, everybody.
All right, Mr. Higgins?
Yes, real quick. The question for the open space tax for the November ballot. Are we going to have that anytime soon to
yes.
do that before it goes on? Because that has to go on what?
It does.
August 17th, I think, is the deadline.
What day?
August
17th.
It has to go to the Warren County Clerk August 17th. Judy's reviewing the language right now, and I had said in my manager's report, I think it would be at the next meeting.
Mm-hmm. Binding or non-binding?
There's what on that?
There's no answer on that yet.
I'm talking about from the open space.
I know, and there's no answer yet.
Okay, good. It is now the first meeting in July. I would like to just put out there for general information right now that I would like to send a date to go out for a request for proposals for professional services for the year 2013. And I would like to have those proposals back so that we can set something up for November interviews for the people who are elected or re-elected.
Appointed, yes.
Pardon me?
Appointed. Oh, you mean the new people? The
yes. And I would like, if I could, attorney, engineer, auditor, bond counsel, and tax attorney. Did I miss anybody?
Attorney.
You said that?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Basically everybody.
Yeah. Okay. Professionals. That's a good idea.
Should we set a date to do that?
Set a date to go out and 30 days to get the information back? What day do you want to go out?
When do you think would be good? September?
September 1st.
So then we'll have to, will we see, no, we don't see the act.
Well, I can show you the proposal, the RFP, that's.
So to have it back 30 days, is that enough time, you know, to satisfy the investigative auditor? 30 days? 45 days? What's a good time frame?
I think 30 days is what we've done in the past.
Yeah. All right, 30 days. So that'll be done in August or September.
Yeah, I'll prepare the proposals in August. If council wants to see them, you certainly can, and then we'll send them out September 1st.
Okay. I had an opportunity to take a tour of the park. Listen, if you haven't done it yet, I would recommend do it. That concession stand with the hood, the deep fryer, and that little grill right there, I was impressed. For $8,500, what they had done. Not only was I impressed with that, that place was clean. Not that I'd eat off the floor, but it was clean.
Did you go swimming in the pool?
No, I didn't go swimming.
Want to go next weekend?
Me and you?
No, I have no.
So what? Come here.
Right. You can make the date another time, Mr. Jewell.
I think you'll be impressed with that too.
Okay, thanks for the attention. Mm-hmm. There are some things that that Des had pointed out that
I told him, I think, listen, we should be penny, not penny wise, you know, what is it, penny wise and dollar stupid.
Yeah, kind of foolish.
You know, they have problems with leaks. I guess there were 7 leaks in one area, and they're piecemealing that stuff together. And he wants to run a different line anyway, so it's like, why don't we just do it all at once? And this is what I told him, to make the proposal come to the council, do it all at once and do it all in one shot so you don't piecemeal it, so you don't have the chance of it breaking.
Because yeah, there's an old pipe that's underneath there.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And he wants to do something else to use the water from the well to refill the pool every now and again.
Right.
And put like a sprinkler thing in there from the outside. And he wants some fire hose. Can you give him some fire hose? 3.5 feet?
I can't authorize that.
Okay, can you check?
I could ask.
So do you think you could check with the chief to see if we can get some 3.5 inch hose flowing down there? He needs a new hose anyway, the 3.5 to fill the pool from the
well.
From the well.
Sure.
Okay. Everybody have a safe and happy 4th of July.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Can I go back to me, piggyback off of his? Normally around this time we do the evaluations of the professionals. Should we do that before we
want to evaluate the professionals? I might let it slip. I don't care to do any evaluations. You know what I mean? I mean, if we want to do evaluations, we can do evaluations.
We can do those in October.
Frankly.
Because we're supposed to do them mid-year so that they know.
That's true.
Evaluation.
How we feel.
So we're going to move up.
Yeah, we
well, I'll do a straw poll. Do you want to follow the policies in place that we evaluate professionals? Do we want to evaluate them this year or not? I don't want to tell people to do something. No one wants to do it, so.
Yeah,
I
want to
do it.
Sure.
Let's do it. Yeah, but when? It's a question, right? Or
how about our first meeting in August?
Okay.
That sounds good.
Yeah,
we do that.
Not now, but in August.
That's good.
Another 2 meetings.
Just Mr. Jewell.
God bless America. God bless Washington. Happy 4th of July.
Okay.
Have a safe one.
Mr. Yes. Boyle.
Well, thank you, Mayor.
Okay. And I'll reiterate all the 4th of July wishes. Please be safe. Ms. Detliff, you have a comment?
I just want to know something about the parking thing. Are those streets being so narrow?
If they park on the street overnight and the policemen catch them at it, they will give them a summons.
But she means not overnight. She means, I think,
well,
right?
Well,
anytime.
According to your survey, if you have no parking on your property, and correct me if I'm wrong, Christine, you're entitled to one free permit.
Right, you can park on the street.
But if you
have a driveway. You have to provide a survey.
Well, if you have a driveway that can park three cars.
Your three cars should be in the driveway.
Correct.
And if you have four cars, make room.
If you buy an overnight pass, that's a different story than maybe, you know, you're entitled to that because you're buying that pass.
So one person can park on the street.
Right.
Yeah.
If you're purchasing a pass.
Anyway, just, can I piggyback on that comment? Is there any way that the street committee can also look into possibly looking into changing some of the regular during the day parking restrictions that we have on, say, some of these? I don't think all of the, I don't recall 100%, but, you know, just to go over, like, you know, our code book and make sure that the alleys and all that are covered where we, you know, we're not, but we're, it says no parking, we mean no parking. I mean, that you know, that maybe can be just revisited, you know, because maybe there's some situations where there should be no parking anytime, you know, on these smaller streets or whatever.
But you ask me to make certain that the ordinance identifies all our streets to make certain that
the ones that are no parking.
That I have no parking.
Right.
But then you have to sign it. And just so everybody knows, there's only 3 roads in this town that has no parking on one side that is actually signed. And I don't know how many.
Lambert Street
is in the code book.
South Lincoln.
For the school.
Right.
Yeah.
I but there's a lot more that are no parking on either the north or south side.
Okay, well, anyway, if I'm just requesting if the street committee can just reexamine those things.
Okay.
Get back to the code with me.
All right, then if we're done there, I would accept a motion for Resolution 113, 2012, for executive session for the purpose of the contract negotiation and or anticipated litigation after a 10-minute break.
And manager evaluation.
And a 5-minute break.
Okay.
And personnel.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Have a happy Fourth.
You too. Have a happy.
Opposed? Abstentions? Okay. Who's going to make the motion?
I will.
Second.
That's to pay Schneider's bill of $7,900. Any discussion?
$7,200.
Yeah, 72. What did I say? 79?
78.
Oh, $700 more for him.
That was the number.
Roll call, please.
Valentine?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Gleba?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Boyle?
Yep.
Jewell?
Yes.
Higgins?
Abstain?
And before we, yeah, you said yes, PCFA has given me a copy of the investigation that was done over the alleged price fixing, I guess would be the word. If anybody wants it, I'll leave it with Christine so you can read it. They gave, the manager gave a discount to COVID.